Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Rebecca here is wondering if her doctor thinks that she's a big-time L.A. celebrity.
Yes, and as I tell this story, I just want you to remember that I'm still me. I'm still your humble social media producer.
Right. You're still Rebecca from the block.
Yeah, no autographs, please. Okay.
Celebrity and money just makes you more of what you are, Rebecca, and you're so kind. It's just going to make you more kind.
It's my doctor who's just trying to get me ready for the red carpet. Because she has prescribed me what I thought to be the A-list celebrity Hollywood medication, which is Ozempic.
Which is to lose weight.
Exactly.
Did she suggest it, or did you go in there and was it a routine physical?
Yeah.
Or did you just walk in the lobby and she's like, hey, I got something for you.
That's a very good question. How does that conversation come about?
Well, it was my eye doctor.
What?
I'm just kidding.
We're about to start flipping tables.
What? I was like, I need contacts.
Your eyeballs do look a little fat.
No, it was my general practitioner. I had actually gone in because I wanted a mouth guard. Like, I went in for a very, like, specific reason. I bite my tongue at night, and it's kind of painful.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought before I go to the dentist and get some sort of, like, fancy gear, she could kind of, like, give me some over-the-counter suggestion, but I sat down, and I was, like, telling her about why I was really there, and she was like, no, you're fat. Let's talk about that.
Wow.
That is like, not all doctors. I've actually had a string of doctors lately who have been great, but that's the big complaint in the overweight community. You can literally go in for anything like, hey, my pinky nail hurts. And they're like, lose weight. Like, it's literally the answer to everything. And sure, there are strong correlations, but it could be anything. My hair is brittle, doctor. I don't know why. Am I nutrient deficient? Lose weight.
Are they using that, the symptom that you're coming in for a broader health suggestion? Because they know if you're healthy or not, because you can be overweight yet still be healthy.
The problem is what happens is it's not like that is good. Yeah, you're right. And that's not bad advice. And I'm not saying doctors shouldn't advise their patients to live a healthier lifestyle. I'm saying for a lot of overweight patients, the actual problem they go in for never gets treated because the diagnosis is lose weight and that'll solve all your problems. And there are stories of like women like I had a tumor and it went undiagnosed for a year until a doctor believed me that I was in pain and the diagnosis wasn't lose weight.
Maybe the mouth guard suggestion was you wear it 24/7 so you stop eating as much rather than the shot.
I was thinking maybe her tongue needs to slim down. That way she won't bite it as much.
You got tubby tongue?
For sure. Chubby tone. No, but I can tell you the funniest thing is a doctor who receives a fat person's vitals back, like their blood pressure, and is pissed when they are like great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that has happened to me before.
They're looking at it like, this is not possible. Yeah. We're going to have to draw more
blood. They're upset. This is not my doctor. God bless her. I really actually love her a lot. But it actually comes from family history. I have a grandfather who is diabetic. I'm not currently pre-diabetic. I'm like pre-diabetic, I guess. So her suggestion to me to go on Ozempic was from a place of like actual like consideration. But I don't know if it would be cheating. That's kind of how I feel about it.
No, personally, I don't think it's cheating. I feel like if this is a diabetic drug, right? But they've realized it can also be used to help people lose weight. So one drug can have two purposes, right? Now, in this case, if your doctor is prescribing it and you lose the weight, I don't view it as cheating. The issue I had with Kaylee's story is if you lose a bunch of weight and you're going around and telling, like, you know, and you were on a weight loss journey, but you're not disclosing it to other people, I feel like you're basically lying and misleading other people who could be in the same boat as you. And I'm not cool with that. Mm-hmm. I use the example of, like, you know, with me on Lexapro and my anxiety. If I sat here and told everybody I did XYZ but left that very integral part out, I feel like you're doing a disservice. You know, there's a lot of stigmas, and I know the being overweight, and that is a huge stigma. So I personally don't feel like you're cheating if your doctor is prescribing it to you.
And it's not cheating to take, like, Lexapro for anxiety or to wear contacts if you have bad eyesight.
No.
And don't forget, it's not, like Kristen pointed out, not just for weight loss. So semaglutide, which is the actual common drug name, treats, it works with insulin resistance as well and how your body processes sugars, which is obviously a big part of diabetes. And for a lot of people who are overweight, they struggle with insulin resistance. And so it's treating that as well. So it's not just like a magical shot where you lose weight. You still have to put in the work. And if you're being, like, there's a medical reason for you to have it, you know?
I was watching a video, I don't know how I stumbled on it yesterday. Jillian Michaels was on with TMZ yesterday, and I don't know the exact figures, but she made a lot of sense. There are a whole bunch of health risks that go along with that shot, right? Mm-hmm. And the makers of that shot say that you can lose, like, 25 pounds in 76 weeks or something like that, right? And Jillian was saying that, why do you need a shot? I mean, that's weight loss, and that's a healthy weight loss, right? But you can actually lose weight in a healthier way than taking that shot just by exercising and watching what you eat. Most people can do that. And she was saying people are taking the shortcut and risking their health for no reason at all. It's not going to help you. And most people that go on that shot, when they get off of it, put the weight right back on.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my thing is, like, if you are pre-diabetic, then your doctor knows your labs and you may have some insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. I have insulin resistance, which means it's very difficult for me to lose weight because my body doesn't process sugars the same way as everyone else's. So, yeah, if you're like a Hollywood celeb sticking yourself just to lose the weight, you'll gain it back. But for some of us, and it's a pretty high percentage of people, if you have that insulin resistance or something around that, you might need some help triggering your body to work the same way so that exercise and diet can help you actually lose weight. Otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to take it. I'm just warning y'all when I come in and you're like, where's she going?
The Burt Show.